Theme this month is What Does the Messiah Do? And tonight's message is He Heals the Blind. Christmas is 2 weeks away. I consider it the most wonderful time of the year, the way the song goes. And, you know, so many people here in America have their ideas, their opinions of what Christmas is about. Some people think it's about lights and sights and Christmas trees. That's good and well. That's okay. But it's not the true reason. Some people believe that the reason for the Christmas season is to exchange physical gifts, and that's okay. Some people think that Christmas is about hanging out with family and friends, and we do that. Some people think it's about traveling across state lines to visit people, and that's good. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we know what the true reason for the Christmas season is. Amen? The true reason for the Christmas season is celebrating the birth of Jesus over 2,000 years ago in a stable in Bethlehem. And because He lived and He ministered to the hurting and died upon the cross and rose again, we have the gift of eternal life by faith in Him. And you know, at the time that Jesus was born, the Jews were hoping for a political Messiah who would free them from the oppression of Rome. But Jesus came not as a political Messiah. Jesus came to this earth over 2,000 years ago as the spiritual Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ, the one who would set the people free from sin. They were wanting to be delivered from Rome, but Jesus came to deliver His people, to rescue them from the power of sin. Matthew 1:21. So tonight's reading is going to be found in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. So if you got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it. Luke chapter 4. We're going to back up to Luke chapter 3 for just a sec here and look at verses 21 and 22 where Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and the Holy Spirit descended on Him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are My Son, with whom I love, with You I am well pleased." And then in verse 23, Luke writes that Jesus was about 30 years old when He began His ministry. If you go to Luke chapter 4 in the first 13 verses, Jesus in the desert was being tempted by the devil, and Jesus overcame because He spoke the word of God to the devil. And the devil left Him. And so tonight we're going to pick it up in Luke chapter 4, verse 16. He went to Nazareth where He had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day He went into the synagogue, as was His custom. And He stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to Him. Unrolling it, He found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on Me, because He has anointed Me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent Me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on Him. And He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So Jesus actually was reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. And in verse 21 of Luke 4, He says, pretty much, that He was the fulfillment of this prophecy when He says this, when He says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He was saying, "I am the fulfillment of that prophecy in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. That's what Jesus was saying. He is the Messiah, the anointed one, set apart for the purposes that He just listed in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. So tonight we're going to look at the last part of verse 18, that Jesus came to bring recovery of sight for the blind, which was one of the purposes that he came to fulfill as the Messiah, the Anointed One. When Jesus walked this earth, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Acts 10:38. And so we're going to go to an instance here in Luke chapter 18 where Jesus brings sight back to a blind beggar. Luke chapter 18, verse 35. Luke 18, verse 35. One of the purposes, let me say it again, that Jesus came to fulfill as the Messiah, the Anointed One, was to bring recovery of sight to the blind. And for this man, he brought physical recovery of his physical sight. Verse 35 of Luke chapter 18. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You got to understand these words, Son of David, was a description of the Messiah. Because in the minds of the Jews, the Messiah would descend from the line of David. So this blind beggar called out, Jesus, Son of David, Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, have mercy on me. Have compassion on me. Help me in my time of need. They told him Jesus was passing by. So obviously this blind beggar knew of Jesus. He knew that Jesus was the miracle worker. And he knew that the miracle worker Jesus was close by to him. And so he cried out to the Son of David. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. These are the naysayers, the negative people. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, the Messiah, the Anointed One, have mercy on me in my time of need. And Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. That was a confident expression of this man's faith. Lord, Jesus, I want to see. Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Jesus told them, Your faith has healed you. And you know what? Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, who healed over 2,000 years ago when he walked the streets of Israel, still heals today. He is still the Messiah, the Anointed One, who is present with us tonight in spirit. And he still heals physical disease today. The Word of God says in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus who healed over 2,000 years ago and restored physical sight is the same Jesus, the same Messiah, the Anointed One who still heals people physically today and restores physical sight in 2022. You might have been maybe diagnosed with a condition in your body, maybe high blood pressure, maybe diabetes, maybe an incurable disease, maybe cancer. Maybe a physical eye disease where you're losing your sight and the doctors might be telling you, there's nothing we can do for you. But Jesus says, I can. He says, I am the Messiah. I am the Anointed One. I am the Christ. And I can heal you when the doctors are saying that naturally speaking, it cannot be done. We serve a God who specializes in taking, humanly speaking, impossible situations and making them possible again. We serve a miracle-working God. And Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is still performing miracles in people's bodies today. And he can perform one. He is able to perform one in your body if you're suffering physically tonight. If you're suffering physically in your eyes, God is able to heal you. Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is able to heal Those eyes, that body. What is he looking for? He's looking for what this blind beggar had. He's looking for faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is looking for a persevering faith like Abraham had. Abraham waited 25 years for the promised son Isaac, through whom he would become a great nation. And maybe you've been waiting a month or 6 months or a year. Listen, Abraham waited 25 years. You just got to keep on keeping on. You got to be strong in your faith. You've got to have childlike, simple faith, knowing beyond the shadow of any doubt that God is able to do a miracle in your life, in your body, if you're needing that tonight. Is that good news here tonight? He's looking for faith. He's looking for childlike faith. He's looking for persistent faith. He's looking for persevering faith, like the blind beggar had. He said to the blind beggar, what did he say to him? He was no longer blind. He said, your faith has healed you. God honors faith, and he still heals. He is still the Messiah. Amen?
Amen.
But most importantly, Jesus came to bring recovery of spiritual sight for the spiritually blind. He came to bring physical sight for those who were physically blind, right? He healed people's eyes when he walked Israel over 2,000 years ago. He healed sick bodies. But most importantly, if you remember nothing else tonight, remember this, that Jesus came to bring recovery of spiritual sight for the spiritually blind. The purpose of his messiahship, the anointed one. And Isaiah says it clearly in Isaiah 61, because when Jesus was reading Luke chapter 4, when Jesus was reading from Isaiah in verses 18 and 19 of Luke 4, he was reading from what today is Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. So let's turn to Isaiah 61. And it says this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, Isaiah 61:1, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. That word prisoners in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament, is the blind. And release from darkness for the blind. Release from darkness for the prisoners, the blind. You know, the spiritually blind are like in a dark prison. You know, those who are spiritually blind don't follow God. They have not placed faith in Jesus Christ. Or maybe they once placed faith in Jesus, but they've slipped away from Jesus Christ. You know, those who are fumbling around in spiritual darkness, with spiritual blindness, have the mindset that, you know, this is my life, and I do with my life what I so please. I want to take the steering wheel of my life. I want to be in the driver's seat of my life. And those who are in spiritual darkness and spiritually blind are thinking that way, that this is my life. Let me do with my life what I want to do with my life. And that person might also be thinking, you know, I accepted Jesus a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, but man, this is my life. I just want to do with my life what I want to do with it. That person is in spiritual darkness, like a spiritually dark prison, spiritually blind. And maybe that's your position tonight. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus. So if you've never accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, you're in a place of spiritual darkness. You're spiritually blind. Or maybe you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord at some point in the past. But maybe you got upset with somebody. Maybe you got upset with God and you've slipped away from Jesus. So that now today you're fumbling around in spiritual darkness, and maybe there's a temptation you're dealing with in your life tonight. Maybe you have this mindset that this is my life, and I do with my life what I want to do with it. And so if that's your mindset, then guess what? The darkness of sin has control over you. So maybe you might be looking at something that you should not be looking at, and you keep looking at it and you keep feasting your eyes on it. You fall for that temptation. That's spiritual blindness. But tonight, Jesus came as the Messiah, the Anointed One, to give you recovery from spiritual blindness and to give you spiritual sight. Maybe you're putting a chemical, a drug into your body to lift you up. Maybe you're feeling down and you need that lifter up. And you're taking that drug in and you do it once and you do it again and again and again, and you're addicted. You're fumbling around in spiritual darkness. It's a spiritual blindness. But Jesus Christ tonight wants to set you free. He wants to give you spiritual sight in place of spiritual blindness. So my word of encouragement to you tonight is this. Let the light of Jesus Christ shine into your life. Let the glory of God come in. Let the light of Christ shine in and dispel the darkness so that your spiritual sight is restored, friends. He wants to rescue you. He wants to deliver you from that dark prison that you might be in tonight. But you've got to let go of the mindset that says, this is my life and I do with it what I want. And you've got to say, God, I surrender my life to your will for my life. Not my will, but your will be done, God. If you want your spiritual sight restored tonight, you've got to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ over every part of your existence, your spirit, your soul, your mind, your body, every part of you. Submit it to the Lordship, to the control, to the authority of Jesus Christ. And you know, submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ is not a quick thing. It doesn't happen overnight. Submitting to the Lordship, making Jesus Lord over every part of your life, takes a lifetime. You know, a great minister, Billy Graham, once said that becoming a Christian is the work of a moment, but being a Christian is the work of a lifetime. So if you feel tonight that you're enslaved by sin's darkness, that you're oppressed by it, that you're in some type of dark prison spiritually, I encourage you, surrender your life to God. I encourage you, submit every part of your being to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. What does Lord mean? It means controller, the one in supreme authority over every part of your existence. And as you do so, when you submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the light of Christ will shine into your life, and He will restore to you your spiritual sight. He will set you free from that spiritual darkness and blindness. This was one of the purposes of the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ, Jesus. He wants to rule and reign upon the throne of your heart. He wants to be the big boss in your life. Now, you might have the steering wheel of your life right now, but guess what? Jesus wants to take the steering wheel of your life. You might be in the driver's seat of your life tonight, but you know what? You need to just slide on over to the passenger side and put Jesus in the driver's seat of your life. He came to bring recovery of spiritual sight to those who were spiritually blind. Is that good news here tonight? And you know, as I was preparing to speak tonight, I was thinking about how can I give an illustration of somebody who was spiritually blind but received spiritual sight in place. And it was Saul in Acts chapter 9. So for the next few minutes, I'm going to read this passage and then we'll close it off with this tonight. How many here know about Saul? He was a persecutor of Christians. I'm going to quickly go through it. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Saul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, legalistic. And it says this in Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He heard the audible voice of Jesus. "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days, he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. He was blind. I believe that his physical blindness was emblematic of his spiritual blindness. He was breathing out murderous threats against the followers of Jesus Christ. He was self-righteous, prideful. He was fumbling around in spiritual darkness. And the loss of his physical sight, I believe, as I said, was symbolic of his spiritual blindness. But there's good news to this. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias!" "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. He said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, here's the key, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He received back his physical sight, but symbolic of receiving spiritual sight. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Ananias prayed for him. Scales fell off his eyes. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. This man went from being spiritually blind to having spiritual sight. The light of Christ came into his life. And how do we know that? How do we know that he received spiritual sight in place of his spiritual darkness? Because he said that at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. The man who was once the greatest persecutor of Jesus and his followers became the greatest promoter of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Messiah, the Anointed One, came to bring recovery of sight for this man Saul, who was once spiritually blind. And he can do the same for you, friends. That's one of the purposes of his messiahship, is to bring recovery of sight for the blind. Are you sick in your body? Are your eyes physically ill tonight to where you're maybe losing your physical sight? God is able to heal you. He's able to heal you. He is the divine surgeon. Nothing is impossible with God. Are you tonight maybe fumbling around in spiritual darkness? Maybe you're in spiritual blindness right now because you've got this mindset that, man, this is my life. Let me just do with my life what I want to do with it. Guess what? God wants to set you free and give you spiritual sight in place of that darkness. God can break the power that sin's darkness would want over your life. But you've got to make Jesus Savior and Lord. If your mindset is, you know, I accepted him as Savior a year ago or 5 years ago, but I just want to do a few things that I like to do with my life. I want the steering control of my life. Then guess what? Sin's darkness may still have a grip over your life. You've got to give Jesus the reins, the control of your life in every area. And again, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a lifetime process, making Jesus Lord, controller, supreme in authority. He did it for Saul in Acts chapter 9. I think that is a tremendous account of a conversion experience in the New Testament. Acts chapter 9. A man who went being spiritually blind to having spiritual sight restored. One of the greatest missionaries in the New Testament. And God can do it for you. He is the Messiah. He has always been the Messiah. And he still is the Messiah. He is the Anointed One. The Christ. And he wants to do a miracle in your life. Is that good news here tonight? The Messiah, the Anointed One, wants to rule and reign upon the throne of your heart. And he will always be the Messiah, the Anointed One. Amen? So as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, well, you know what? I never accepted Jesus as my Savior, but tonight, for the very first time, I want to do so. If you've never accepted Jesus, but for the first time in your life, you want to accept him, raise your hands. Don't be afraid. You've never accepted Jesus, but you're wanting to tonight. Stand up, sir. Anybody else want to follow this man's lead? Anybody else? Anybody else? First time salvation? First time. Okay. Anybody else for first time wanting to accept Jesus? You're wanting the light of Christ to come into your life. Anybody else want to follow their lead tonight? If God is whispering to you by his Holy Spirit, don't ignore his voice. Because guess what? The next hour is not guaranteed any one of us. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you'd be in heaven with God, with Jesus? All right. So for those standing up tonight, repeat this prayer. Is this a first time salvation as well, sir? Are you recommitting or first time? Recommitting? Oh, you're just, okay. All right, sirs, here in the front, repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sins. Jesus, tonight, I accept you as my Savior and my Lord. Be the one in full charge of every part of my life, my spirit, my body, my mind. Every part of me. Jesus, I love you. Give me the strength to follow you all the days of my life on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face. In Jesus' name. Amen. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now. All right. Gentlemen, could be seated. Maybe there's some of you out there that once followed Jesus. You once followed Jesus, but maybe you got upset with somebody. Maybe you got upset with God and you slipped away from Jesus. And so you find yourself fumbling around in spiritual darkness tonight. Temptations trying to take you down. Addictions oppressing you. And so tonight you want to re-give, rededicate, recommit your life back to Jesus Christ. If that's you, raise your hands. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. And raise your hand if you want to re-give your life back to Jesus tonight. Amen. He wants to restore spiritual sight back to you. He wants to give you light in place of darkness spiritually. Those raising their hands, stand up. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Doesn't matter what somebody next to you is thinking. It's only what God thinks about you that really matters. Anybody else want to follow their lead? All right. All right. God is whispering to you by his Holy Spirit, telling you, accept my son or recommit your life to my son, Jesus Christ. You got to do it tonight, friends. There's not another moment to waste. Those standing up, come forward. Come forward. Just come forward and line up here at the altar. Right. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. Those standing up, just repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you came to this earth over 2,000 years ago, born as a baby in Bethlehem in a stable. You lived and then you died upon a cross, rose again. And Jesus, I thank you for dying for me so that I wouldn't have to die in hell. Jesus, I recommit my life to you tonight. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life, my spirit, what I do with my body, my words, my relationships, my mind. I love you, Jesus. Give me the strength to follow you the rest of my days here on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face. Give me the strength to follow you. I love you, Jesus. Amen. God richly bless you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Give them a hand tonight. All right. And for those of you standing up here tonight, there are certain spiritual disciplines you can practice to remain close to Christ. And it's going to these services and listening to the Word and getting into the Word, the Bible, on a consistent basis, not just at Christmas time, but every day of the year. Praying to God, communicating with God, all right? And finding good, solid Christian friends. May God richly bless you. You can be seated, all right? The angels in heaven are rejoicing. God is rejoicing over your recommitment tonight, all right? God bless you, brother. God bless you. All right. We're gonna dismiss here in just a couple of minutes, and the brother who's going to dismiss, come on up. Is there one of these brothers going to dismiss? No? I'm not sure if somebody's going to close it off here tonight. All right. So, is it students first?
No.
Ladies and their escorts are dismissed first, and then the students. May God richly bless you. Have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year. We'll see you next year. All righty. God bless you.